Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. Just heard from the head coach, DeMeco Ryans. We will hear from C.J. Stroud at the bottom of the hour. And our guy, Brandon Scott, coming up here at 3:40 as well. Talk to him with the Texans report. DeMeco Ryans, shout out to him. He spoke about a few things, talked about a lot last week in that big game. He is really on the downplaying it. Ain't he? He is really on to, hey, man, on to the next. That was just, you know, a normal game. And I understand it, like the thought of it, if you're on a run like that, hell yeah. I think he's really pushing we expect to win that game. There wasn't, I've heard him talk about that multiple times since the game ended. Not too high, what, nothing, you know, on to the next one, on to the Cardinals. Then he talked a lot about Jacoby Brissett. And his respect level there, said the Cardinals are better than their record. A lot that he talked about. Anything jump out to you?
Well, I mean, just the injuries. It seems like, you know, a little bit, played it a little tighter to the vest this week. You know, previously, oh, they'll be all right. Guys will be all right. Yeah. Well, this week it was like, we'll see with our injuries. Now, I don't know if that had to do with the question or the old boy was asking the question, but That old tone slightly different to a couple of people in that room than it is with old Miss Kim and
Christy.
Old Christy, ain't it?
You guys good? Good out there? Them damn injuries. What do you gotta ask me about them damn injuries? You better get it. No, yeah, a lot to get to. We'll see, and we'll talk more about Arizona. As I said before, I don't know if I said a couple weeks ago, they could be a little frisky. They have put together some games, and offensively, with Jacoby Brissett, like they've gotten better than when Kyler was in there. So, sure, we'll dive on a lot with the Texas defense, the role they're on, the way they've been playing. You don't feel like they should be in any major trouble there. But, you know, they've got some dudes over there. Also, we'll see if Marvin Harrison Jr. plays. He's been injured a little bit, but they've been able to do some things over there offensively. So I do take that. You know, him taking that very serious, that they've got some dudes over the tight ends really, really good over there, one of the best in the league. Yeah. So that'll be an interesting matchup for this defense.
Well, the interesting thing here is, you know, we've seen this defense have, I mean, historical days against several of them, against Josh Allen and now against Pat Mahomes. Two guys that like to hold the ball and like to play off script, off schedule, whether they like to or they're forced to, either way it goes. I think when you look at Jacoby Brissett, I mean, he's a willing and able runner, but I don't think he's going to look to do that. I mean, this is a guy that's seen everything under the sun that an NFL defense can throw at you. I think you're going to see a guy that's going to be more, you know, he's going to process, not that he processes at a higher level, but he's going to rely on processing and getting the ball out of his hand more so than holding it, trying to make the big play. He's more than likely going to have answers for some of the different pressures that the Texans throw if they choose to heat up the passer, which they typically can do it with four, so he may not have a choice. But yeah, a little different approach by the quarterback. I think this defense is going to eat alive any quarterback that doesn't play on script and on schedule. I think they are going to eat them alive. I would love to see this defense this year go against a healthy Baltimore Lamar Jackson to see if it translates to that level of athlete. But I think they're going to eat folks alive that don't want to play on schedule and don't want to have answers and don't, you know, the riskier teams. And I only say that to say I think Jacoby Brissett's probably smarter than most and is probably going to play within the system and get the ball out of his hand, at least try to. And so that's always going to be – I think that's going to be the way to put pressure on this defense is to not play into their hands. And I think Jacoby Brissett's going to at least try to do that.
Yeah. All right, so that was good to hear from D'Amico Ryans. Again, as I said, coming up later on in this hour, we'll hear from the quarterback, C.J. Stroud, as he meets with the media. Clint, if you missed it last night, Texans All Access, they had the general manager, Nick Caserio, on.
Tonight.
Is that tonight? I'm sorry. They will have him on tonight. But he did speak about, I think, one of the most important players on this team and on this offense. You've been talking about him a lot, Woody Marks and the running game. This was his thoughts coming out of that Kansas City game.
The run game was tough sledding in there, and we talked about this before the game. I mean, this is one of the better defenses that we're going to play this year. They're very strong, very physical, two good linebackers. I think Bolton and Trank will combine for 23 tackles, so they're a big part of the running game. But sometimes it's just a matter of stick-to-itiveness, and then especially at the end of the game, when they know you're going to run it, to be able to run it when they know you're going to run it, I mean, that's not easy to do, but we were able to find a few runs and create a little bit of space. So it was well blocked up front, and we were able to kind of keep the chains moving and then be able to convert with points in the end.
All right, there he is talking about the run game. And to me, Clint, you have been on this. I think we've all felt like the shift needed to be made, but you've been on his importance. And that's Woody Marks. Woody Marks has been big time for this team. But, Clint, the issue is they really need him on the field all the time, it seems like, especially when you look at what's behind him. They need him on the field. But that's the other part that you wonder is, boy, is he going to be able to hold up with the amount of snaps they need him to get? Because they need him on the field, as you have articulated. There's nobody else on this team in that position that gives you what he gives. Now you look at Nick Chubb didn't practice, is injured, and didn't come back in the game. And then when he had to go out, they had to bring in Darway. Now shout out to Darway, who went and got him a touchdown in this game. But he's had a foot issue here in the last couple of weeks, Clint. Foot ankle issue that's held him out of practice, that slowed him down. He got hit to where I thought he might go into concussion protocol or something. Whatever it was that caused him to have to come out of the game for a little bit, that Darway got him. He's getting hit. Mind you, he's a rookie. 13 games is the most he's ever played. And even in that year, he wasn't like the main guy at Mississippi State. Like, that is the wonder is, boy, how can they keep him fresh where they don't, you know, go nuts with him? But I don't know if it's possible with the way this team is constructed and how important he is to them.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's to me how they're using him. But that is, I mean, he's up, I believe, in the last handful of games.
Way up. 26 over, carries yet last week.
Well, it's not just the number of carries, though, Ron. I mean, it's 70. I think it's 70 plus percent of the snaps over the last 4 or 5 weeks. And I think that's the number that's – you couple that right there with the, you know, the style. Stylistically, I don't know that he's going to be able to last. I mean, he is a really
– tough yards.
I mean, he finishes.
Runs.
He finishes runs – in a way that you would expect Joe Mixon or Nick Chubb to finish runs. And I think that's going to take a toll on him. I mean, he takes some serious, serious, hits
They got to figure out something, no, Clint, man.
I'm now, they ain't no figuring it out. You ride that damn wagon, you ride that horse till them wheels fall off, Chief. I mean, that's how you do it. I mean, right now you're at cutting time.
They can't,
man.
But they can't afford that wheel to fall off.
Well, I mean, look, let's be honest. What you've got to do is find somebody. Right now, they put themselves in position to where that somebody's going to be Dari Agunbowale. Yep. But now it's how do you roll out the usage of your running backs? That's the key, because to answer your question is that there's just he's not going to be able to hold up, you know, at this particular rate with the way he runs the football.
And you're right, not just running the football, and he is great at it, but he's taken some shots when he's in pass protection, where those are hits. That he's also taking linebackers running in, and he's so good at that, Clint. He is literally becoming a 3-4 down back for this team.
Well, and the interesting thing is he's becoming the load that he's having to bear is significantly bigger because Nick Chubb can't go. It's interesting that
Nick Chubb thing is a tough thing,
and he's dealing with an injury, and I believe it's a rib injury, which has got obliques and all that, all muscles and the ribs and everything tied in there, cartilage tied in there. Who knows what that looks like? The bad thing about Nick Chubb is I think playing with that injury, it could slow him down a little bit, but the fact that kind of injury took him completely out of commission last week.
Yeah.
Like, not even, hey, man, I just need you for 5 carries. Right? I just need you to spell. Nah, we're good, man. Dari's got it. So that's the fear there, is this is not an injury with Nick Chubb where he's like, hey, man, we can deal with it. We can play through it. Clearly, he can't play through it. He had one carry last week when it looked like Woody's legs were fixing to fall off. So that's the fear here is the Nick Chubb aspect of it. And can Dari Agunbowale be the guy for a while? Is the Schrader, is it Schrader or Schroeder? Schrader kid, Missouri, can he come in? I got to believe that is a if you can get him up to speed, that's going to be a good option given what your current options are. So we'll see.
Yeah, they ran the ball 31 times, and he ran it 26 of the 31 times. And as you said, man, and that's kind of been the case, they ran it 19 times last week in the last game, and he ran it 26 times for 2.6 yards a carry. So that means he's getting
hard yards,
getting hit. And a couple of messages here from the text line, YouTube, and Twitch. Woody didn't play the first 3 or 4 games, so he's got plenty of mileage left. And you can see him grimacing after each big run or big hit. You could see it from the TV broadcast, Gus and Katie.
It's rough.
Yeah, it's rough. And I would just say to you, Rob,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's now different, right? Maybe he didn't play as much in the first three or four games, but he's also never played, you know, this many games, this many snaps. The hits, as you would know, Clint, are different than even, you know, in the Big Ten where he was last year, the SEC. And that starts to get to you because he has been working since the offseason. Yeah. And you combine all of that. It's just something they've got. They're playing the Raiders. They're playing the Cardinals here. They're playing the Colts who feel different. They have got to somehow lesser that load so he is going to be all right and ready to go during the playoffs.
Completely agree. I mean, this is one of those times when you don't mind and you completely understand, hey, we're going to lean into Dare Ogunbowale. He's going to be on the field a little bit more than you maybe is ideal, right? It's an NFC opponent.
At least to pass protect. Right.
Yeah. 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 I mean, look, he can pass protect. He can run all the routes. He can catch the football. He can run the ball between the tackles.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.